Idaho's abortion bans went into effect in 2022. There are exceptions for rape, incest, and when the life of the mother is threatened. Victims who become pregnant from a sexual assault first have to report to a law enforcement agency and then produce a police report for medical providers. Victims' advocates say that requirement prevents many from seeking the help they need. In part one of this two-part series on the reality of Idaho's abortion exceptions, Julie Lukata looks at why many victims do not report sexual assault.
In 2023, law enforcement agencies in Idaho processed 594 cases of rape.
Sexual assault and its various manifestations happens at extraordinarily high numbers that are not captured in most of the national or state data.
That's Kelly Miller, the former head of the Idaho Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence. She says rape and sexual assault are some of the most underreported crimes in the state.
Often sexual assault survivors just want it to be over. And so having to go through the trauma of reporting, the trauma of a forensic interview, most survivors opt out of all of that.
A woman who has been raped and wants to terminate the pregnancy in Idaho first has to report her assault to the authorities, then has to request a copy of her report from the police. Only then can a medical provider perform an abortion.
Those barriers are just going to be too much for some of those victims, and they will have to continue pregnancies as a result. And you know, I think that's incredibly tragic.
That's Dr. Samuel Dickman, an abortion provider in Montana and co-author of a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association that estimates that in the 16 months following Idaho's abortion ban, around 11,000 women were sexually assaulted in the state. That's roughly 20 times higher than what is reported to the authorities. The study estimates more than 1,000 of those assaults resulted in a pregnancy.
And the rape exceptions are doing virtually nothing to help those victims.
Dickman says 50% of rape survivors who become pregnant as a result of their assault seek to terminate the pregnancy.
What that means is that the vast majority of survivors of sexual assault who become pregnant are not able to get legal care in state in Idaho, you know, despite the fact that technically it ought to be available to them.
Miller says the legal system is not centered around the needs of victims. No other type of medical intervention requires patients to interact with law enforcement as a precondition for care.
Such a personal and deep and profound trauma when someone's sexually assaulted that asking them to report is taking away agency and choice, which was taken away from the first place in the sexual assault. So it's a re-traumatizing to require anyone to have to report to anybody.
The Idaho Department of Health and Welfare reports only 5 legal abortions were provided in the state in 2023. There is no way of knowing if any were granted under Idaho's rape exemption. Julie Duquetat, Boise State Public Radio News.
Idaho's abortion bans went into effect in 2022. Rape and incest victims could still get the procedure, but they would need a police report. Those usually don't get released until an investigation is closed, which could prevent victims from receiving timely abortion care. In part one, our Julie Lukata looked at why rape victims often do not report their assault to law enforcement. And now in the second part, Julie tells us the challenge of actually getting a legal abortion in Idaho.
The year after the abortion ban went into effect, the legislature amended the law, allowing victims to receive their police report within 72 hours of it being made. During the floor debate for the amendment, Senator Melissa Wintrow said the update would not be a fix and would not help victims.
We're treating this notion of a police report like it's a receipt in a store. You get raped, you experience trauma, you go to the police, you get your receipt, and you come back to the physician, and then you ask for the abortion. It doesn't work that way.
More than a year after the updated law was passed, a Boise State Public Radio investigation shows law enforcement agencies and public records departments in Idaho are unevenly complying with its requirements, preventing victims of rape or incest from easily accessing the documentation they need to receive a legal abortion. Nampa has the second largest police department in the state. Detective Troy Hale says lawmakers may not realize how new legislation affects agencies.
They don't know the ripple effect, how it goes out through the system, right? So we have to then implement that.
One confusing issue is the 72-hour requirement runs up against public records law, which says agencies cannot ask why people want a copy of a record. But under the amendment, the victim has to identify themselves as such to receive a copy.
If it's an active investigation, then they're not going to give it to you. And chances are we wouldn't even know if you're the victim or witness to it or just someone that's curious, right?
That's Sergeant Brian Lovell from the Bonneville County Sheriff's Office, calling from his patrol car. He explains what happens once police receive a request for a report.
It'll go to the prosecutor's office for approval, or it'll say, and they'll come back and say, you know, this can be released or it can't be released or it can be released with redactions.
But depending on where they report their assault, victims of rape may have more or less difficulty getting the help they seek. Boise State Public Radio contacted 56 agencies across Idaho and asked about their protocols to help rape victims access their reports. Many did not answer. Others did not mention the 72-hour amendment. Some said they'd defer any special cases to their prosecuting attorney's office. None of the prosecuting attorney's offices we contacted were available for comment. Agencies like Meridian PD, Garden City Police Department, and Fremont County Sheriff said they comply with the 72-hour amendment and have in-house advocates to assist victims. But others didn't have a streamlined way to provide victims their report, in particular during an open case. Other agencies appear unaware of the updated law altogether. In July 2024, a year after the amendment went into effect, Rexburg's police department wrote in an email, quote, "A copy is not released until the investigation is complete, per our Madison County's prosecutor's office, and the victim is advised of this," end quote. The law says victims are entitled to a copy, with redactions to avoid interference with an investigation. In Clearwater County, Sheriff Chris Goetz also said his office did not generally release reports on open cases. When pressed in an email about how rape victims could access their file in a timely manner, he said that after a preliminary investigation, if his office believed a rape did occur, it would make sure the victim received a report. He wrote, quote, "If we have not yet done an investigation, how would we know if a rape had actually occurred? Or if she just wanted an abortion," end quote. Back at the Nampa Police Department, Detective Hale says the department realized it hadn't been complying with a 72-hour requirement and unknowingly denied records to rape victims in 2023.
We found four that should have, under the new law, been released that weren't. And it was kind of more of a training issue at that point for our records division.
Hill says they have since trained their records department to make sure they know how to handle records requests from rape victims.
So it was just an oversight.
The four women who were denied a copy of their case file were never contacted after the department realized its mistake. The reason for their initial request is unknown. The Department of Health and Welfare reports five abortions were legally provided in 2023 in the state of Idaho. There is no way of knowing if any were granted under the state's rape exception. Julie Duquetin, Boise State Public Radio News.